8:01 the time on a Thursday edition of the Mornings with Ed Show. Delighted that you've joined the program as we do each and every Thursday. We're even more delighted that we get to talk to our mayor, Mayor Bob Whalen, stepping in for a conversation this morning. Good morning, Mr. Mayor. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Ed. Hope you're doing the same.
I'm doing very, very well. Thank you. And I looked at the calendar just now, and I realized we are already almost at the end of April. And in case the audience wasn't aware, that last year, residents from more than 2,000 cities in all 50 states pledged to reduce their annual consumption of fresh water by more than 1 billion gallons. There's a lot of other stuff that was part of that pledge. We, as a city, have been leading. We have been in first place as far as that pledge. Where do we stand? And talk to us about the importance of this this pledge.
Yeah, this would be our eighth win. And I think, as you and I have talked before, I think it's important. Taking the pledge doesn't save a drop of water, but it does enhance, sort of your focus on it, right? Right. And we all need to continue to save water. This is a record year. Of course, we read about it every day. And, you know, the concern now about the runoff from the snow melting. And it's, you know, it is good. This is the first heat wave in the state. But that's a very, you know, short-term thing. I think we all know, due to climate change, we're going to have very erratic rainfall. And what we need to do and continue to need to do is reduce water usage. And, that's through at least half your water is used outdoors. So right. Probably the best thing you can do, and there are rebates for this, is get a smart sprinkler system. Of course, change out turf where you can, you know, for drought-tolerant plants. But you can also get some pretty good rebates on irrigation systems that are water-wise irrigation systems. So our community does a great job with this. I hope everybody will, you know, be creative, though, and think, how could I save a little bit more?
Right, right. And I think that a lot of us got kind of carried away with the amount of rainfall we received and thinking that that was the cure for everything. And really, with just a couple of dry months, we're back in the same boat that we were a year and a half or 2 years ago.
Right. Yeah, I think it's all the experts have said that, yeah, this is wonderful. It's going to replenish some groundwater and fill up reservoirs. But this is a one-off year. You know, you can look back to the years they were tracking, right? And it was 82, 83, 1952, 1969, I think. You know, these are extraordinary, unusual years. So we can't count on those right. as being the norm.
Right. Now, a couple of weeks ago, you and I, and I've had the conversation with a couple of the artists from the compound. You and I talked about the artist compound on the canyon that may be up for sale, and dependent upon who buys it, is whether or not the artist can afford to still live there. And this morning with our audience, I've been talking about the successful project in L.A. Of essentially a community land trust. The nonprofits that buy a property so you can use it for the benefit of a community, much like parks or gardens or civic spaces. And it seems to be successful in Los Angeles. And I know that the council has assigned Alex and Mark to head up the committee to see what they can do with our artist compound on the canyon. Is this a model that you guys would look at?
I think, you know, I think it is a model that needs to be looked at. And I think, you know, the assignment, of course, to Mark and Alex, or their request, and then the council's assignment, was much broader than any individual properties, right? It was, how can we, on an overall basis, preserve or create and or preserve affordable housing, you know, for artists and workspaces for artists. So they're going to, I think it's their business, and obviously the subcommittee of two has to do its work, but I think they're going to look at the full range. And I know that some examples of land trusts, like you mentioned, have they've been looking at. So yeah, we got to look for all the approaches. It's a challenging problem.
Right. It is. And we'll get there one step at a time. And again, looking at the calendar, we're getting really close to July 4th and our 4th of July celebration. I understand the council at the next meeting might be approving the contract for the July 4th fireworks show. And I'm gonna tug on you a little bit here. I know that you and I discussed a couple of years back the possibility of a laser show. Any thought or any discussion or conversations about maybe doing that at some point?
There have been a couple conversations about it, and we haven't really, you know, we've had a lot of other things going on. We haven't really focused on it enough to evaluate how it would be conducted, what would it look like, what would it cost, who does these kinds of things. So I do think that's something maybe we should take a look at, you know, as we run up to next year and get feedback on from the community. I think there obviously is the environmental side of it. There's some concerns as some people have about ocean. There's others that say, no, this is tradition. It's not that big a deal. You know, it's one night. I believe Laguna Niguel might have done a laser show last year. But short answer to your question, yeah, I think it's worth a look.
All right. So I'm heartened to know that when you bring it up, you don't go at just that crackpot Ed talking out of the side of his mouth again. There we go. So thank you for that. What are we looking forward to in the next council meeting or in the next week or two for you?
Well, we in the council. Not too much on Tuesday night, although there's one issue that's coming back. We've got a year or so ago, we adopted our ADU ordinance, you know, in response to state law, where we had very little latitude to do much of anything. But we did do a few things that we could do in accordance with the state law. Sent it up to the Coastal Commission. They reviewed it, and they sent back some modifications for us to consider. But, you know, I think as predicted in the council discussion a year or so ago, there are concerns about ADUs. ADUs are a very useful tool and things that can be done well and appropriately in our community. But I'm hearing more and more concerns about ADUs that are, you know, now when we first approved the ordinance, the max height was 16 feet.
Right.
State law passed another, you know, now it can be 25 feet. And there's some real impacts, you know, in terms of fire safety concerns and view concerns. So I don't know what that discussion will garner. We have such little discretion under state law, but I think we're going to have I anticipate a pretty good conversation about that, the whole ADU.
I want to stay
concept
on
in the context of that.
I want to stay on the state for a second. And what would you see yourself taking a committee up and meeting with the state and maybe discussing our specific needs here in Laguna Beach?
You know, I think it's such an uphill battle. I mean, we can talk to our representatives, but you know, this is obviously, housing is a statewide concern. Laguna is its unique little, beautiful coastal enclave. It's hard to sell. It's hard to sell our problems as something that they need to address on a statewide level. I mean, we could give it a whirl, but I'm not overly optimistic about that path. I think we need to see if there are any objective criteria, which the law does allow us to impose, you know, any objective criteria that somehow could address concerns. The best way, of course, to address this is, you know, neighbors being considerate of neighbors, right? And saying, well, okay, I'm not going to put a 25-foot ADU that blocks your primary view, and I'll figure something else out. So, kind of a plea to all of us in Laguna to try to have respect for neighbors and if you need that ADU, go for it, but try to do it in a thoughtful, sensitive way to neighbors that at least doesn't, you know, obliterate views or which is probably the primary concern.
Right. We consider ourselves a hamlet, and being kind to your neighbors is part of the actual description of what a hamlet is. So thank you for that.
Absolutely.
And please keep us updated there. I'm going to let you run this morning. I cannot be more delighted that you joined us as you do each and every Thursday. Am I forgetting anything that you wanted to cover?
No, I think we covered it. We'll, we do have a busy May coming up. We've got budget adoption on May 16th. I'll remind people that May 16th from 3 to 5, there's a budget workshop. And then we've got a meeting on the promenade concepts coming up on May 17th, I believe. So that will be good. And we have a session coming up on our parking master plan May 10th, I believe. So both at the Susie Q. So, a lot going on in May, and I look forward to seeing people at some of those meetings.
Fantastic. And at the end of with the end of April coming up here, we'll see if we end up first place again with the WaterWise water conservation. Thank you so very much for being with us this morning, Mr. Mayor.
Thanks, Ed. Have a great day.
You as well. We'll talk to you soon. 8:12 the time. I got this heart.